On again, the Thursday podcast. What's up, my people? Now, we're going to get into some things because I did some podcasts a long time ago, maybe, you know, in the early 2021. I did some videos and podcasts breaking down what's going to happen in the future. And I actually touch on this right here with the air. Going to be hard for the masses to breathe. Do you understand? With all the chemical and everything in the air, as you could see, all these chemical plants, and you see those kind of smoke coming out of these supposedly chimney thing right there. That's to show you that it is chemical they're letting out in the atmosphere for the masses to breathe. And I do a lot of videos breaking down these supposedly cases where cancer does break out in a particular area or a building. These are what you need to understand. It's all by design using chemical in the air to poison the masses. We're going to get into it and we're going to talk about it with the EPA, the ones that control you right here. And basically, they're going to limit how much of these supposedly toxic air you can breathe in. You believe it? Let's get into this right here and give it a bam. Always climb it, watch it with one eye.
Is rolling out new regulations to limit chemical plants from releasing toxic substances into the air.
No, but listen, people, you have to understand, why did they mention limit? You understand what I'm saying here? They're limiting the amount of the toxic that they're letting go in the air. Why not stop it completely? That's what I'm trying to tell you. These people want to limit the poison that you're taking. Is that real? So you're taking all of these poisons that the government basically regulate that you can have certain amount, but your body gonna be overdosed at some point. Remember, you keep using the same product, you keep breathing the same air, you keep doing the same thing. What makes you think that, you know, all of it ain't gonna be overwhelmed for your body or overwhelm your body with all these supposedly chemicals that you're taking in on this side of the earth? Listen.
Requires these plants to monitor their output of harmful chemicals.
Wow. Limit the output of harmful chemical that they let go in the air, people, for you to breathe. Now they're going to limit every company how much poison they can let go in the air. Do you see what kind of world we live in? And a lot of people still don't understand what I'm saying here. What I'm preaching is basically that the earth that we live on, this side of the earth, we should never be here. That's why you have all of these things at the limit for you, even though it's something that's not good for your body. They won't take it off the table. Listen.
Those chemicals associated with cancer. Mm-hmm. The EPA hopes to cut 6,000 tons of toxic emissions.
6,000 ton coding. They hope to cut 6,000 ton of this supposedly poison in the air, people. Can you believe this? This is to make these gatekeepers look good. And remember, they are gatekeepers. The EPA, the supposedly FDA, the CDC, all of these alphabets is all gatekeepers for you in this earth. Listen.
Air each year. Mm-hmm. Back in 2019, CBS News correspondent Janet Shamlian spoke with a man in Reserve, Louisiana, a town located near a string of chemical plants known as Cancer Alley.
Cancer Alley, and don't worry about it. There's a lot of Cancer Alley in America. That's what you need to understand. Every supposedly state or city you go to, they have those chemical plants pumping those same smoke in the air, people. What do you think? The government can't get rid of it because they're cooking up shit to put in your food, to put in the things that you come in contact with to give you cancer. So that's why the air get polluted by them cooking the chemical and it breathing out right there in the damn atmosphere. Do you get it? So, yes, people, they can limit the amount they put in the air and also limit the amount that they put in your food or water and anything else that they're putting those chemicals in. And remember, those are chemical plants, meaning they're using that chemical for something that's going to come in contact with you.
The EPA says the cancer risk here is almost 50 times the national average.
Yes, they know, people. How would they know? Because it's cancer chemical they're cooking up in there, right? Okay, so all the places in the world that you see cancer break out in any human being, you have to understand it's something that they have either put in the air, your food, or any damn thing. Like I tell you, this is how they do it on this side of the earth.
Built this monstrosity up on top of us.
Look at this
one. Robert Taylor has lived most of his 78 years here, Even his family's cemetery is surrounded by a refinery.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
He says his mom, sister, uncle, and nephew all died of cancer.
You hear that, people? Wow. So you have all these family members all die of cancer because they're living in the cancer alley. Listen.
And here, it's overwhelming to me.
Mm-hmm.
All of my folks are here. I will eventually wind up here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's bring in Michael Gerard. He's a professor at Columbia University's Climate School and director of the...
Go back.
Gerard, he's a professor at Columbia University's Climate School and director of the Sabin Center
what
for
a joke.
Climate Change Law. Professor.
Wow, people, all climate change is bullshit. That's what you need to understand. So they're letting chemical go in the air to poison you and they worry about climate change. They worry about the climate gonna change. Is that dumb? Yes, it is, people, 100% in. They're talking about the poisonous chemical in the air. And then they go talk about these things like it's just happened. No, people, it's them poisoning the masses right here.
Can you give us an assessment of this new rule? Mm-hmm. How big of a deal is it, and mm-hmm. how effective might it be?
Mm-hmm. New rules, that's all they go bring.
100 chemical plants that... use and produce these chemicals mm-hmm. are suspected of causing mm-hmm. cancer in communities that are already...
Okay, so you tell the people that these cancerous chemical, the people's working on in these supposedly factory, tell them what the chemical is for. These are simple things we need answer for. What do you use that chemical to do? Okay, so we understand that it's for us. They're cooking it up for us people for some way, somehow. Those chemicals that they're cooking up in that plant gonna end up in your body 100% in. If you doubt me, let me know, people. Please tell me what they're doing with those chemicals that they're cooking up. It's things they're making to give you to use, to take in. That's what they do.
Overburdened by a large number of other environmental threats.
Mm-hmm.
The rule is very detailed and mm-hmm. gets into lots of details about how the plants need to change their operations
uh-huh.
in order to greatly reduce their emissions of these suspected carcinogens.
Mm-hmm. Just reduce
and how would it work in practice?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody wants to build a new plant or significantly modify mm-hmm. an existing one, they're going to have to build these controls into it.
Mm-hmm.
For the plants that are already operating, they're given a period of months or years to mm-hmm. install the equipment and change their operations in order for it to work.
Yes.
And if they don't do that, mm-hmm. they're subject to environmental enforcement by the government and for citizen suits.
Mm-hmm. And that make you feel like, yeah, the government is coming to save us. They're going to regulate these plants. So you don't get enough chemical in the air. But what is they doing with that chemical that they're cooking up? That's the question you need to ask. And like I say, don't make these government people play good guys on you like they come to save you after them. Put those supposedly poisonous shit on the table for the masses' demise. Move.
The Environmental Protection Agency has issued groundbreaking regulations designed to make drinking water safer mm-hmm. for people all over the United States.
Take a listen to this again, people. The EPA again. Now they're coming to announce that they want to basically take out some of those poison chemicals out of your drinking water. Just like they're going to supposedly regulate the poison chemical that you're inhaling in the air, people. Nobody understand what's going on here. So there you go, people. They're going to limit these supposedly chemical that they already know was cancer-causing chemical and they was feeding you up and serving you up it. Listen.
Now, the agency is requiring public water utilities mm-hmm. to test for six different types
there
of substances.
Go. Listen, people. Six different type of substances. They're talking about poison chemical that's in your water. So now they're going to test for these six supposedly poison substance. Listen.
Known as PFAS to mm-hmm. reduce people's exposure to them in drinking water.
Uh-huh.
PFAS, also commonly known
Listen.
As forever chemicals,
uh-huh.
are found in a wide variety of products.
So you hear that, people? The PFAS they're talking about, forever chemical, man-made synthetic chemical that found in the people food, water and everything. What do you think? It's all by design. So listen, people, they're not about to take it off the table. Get out the PFAS and these things out of your food and your water. No, they're just going to regulate it. Listen.
That's despite a growing body of research demonstrating their negative health effects on all of us.
Uh-huh.
This new effort marks the first
ever... It's a negative effect. It got a negative effect on all of us. That's what they're telling you right there, people. Yes, that the PFAS can sick you and give you cancer, but they can't eliminate it out of your drinking water completely. The government just have to regulate it. Only in this side of the earth where human beings should have never been, they can do these things. Do you understand? That's the reason why they brought us here. Manipulation style.
Regulations for PFAS in drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
These new standards really are a breakthrough because what they do is they will address six of these forever toxic chemicals.
Yes, and I guess the dumb people sit at home, watch this on TV, will feel a little relief because the EPA is coming to regulate the pies in their water. What a dumb shit for the dumb people right here.
Six of the ones that we know are pretty common and are extremely toxic.
Yes, we only know of those six. You only know of those six. Remember, I already told you this, and I'm not even playing. If the same government people never ring the alarm about this PFAS, you will never heard about it. And I'm 100% sure. Do you get it? If they never tell you about the PFAS, you will never know about it. Is nobody independent find it? It's supposed to be them, the same people serving it up. They're the one who said, look, we overdosing you with these chemicals that we got. You know, we need to regulate it a little bit so you don't take in too much, so you don't die too fast. It is to slow kill you, not to tip you over. So yes, overdosing, just like medication, can flip you over. But if you take it accordingly, yes, you'll be all right. You will live a little bit longer than you would have lived if you just take overdosing type. If you take it overdose style, so that's why they're going to regulate it so you won't die right away. You die slowly like they're designed for you in this earth.
So by regulating those, EPA's estimate is that as many as 105 million people
number six.
Have these chemicals in their water right now.
Uh-huh.
That stuff is getting into people's bodies and is threatening their health.
Mm-hmm. But you can't stop it completely, even though is threatening the human being health. You can't just stop it. You just have to regulate it. Like I mentioned, people, I ain't no fool here. If you can regulate these things, you can stop it. Regulation means that you have control of it to regulate it. Just like the water run to your damn pipe, they regulate it all the way to your home. Okay, so that's what I'm saying, people. They need to stop putting these chemicals in the water. They need to stop feeding you these deadly chemicals. That's it. You don't need to regulate shit. Move.
CBS News senior national and environmental correspondent Ben Tracy joins us now to dive into this historic announcement.
Yeah,
and
historic.
Ben, I feel like there's two reactions to this. On one side, it sounds like an encouraging development that we're better protected. Mm-hmm. But on the other side, it's only six of these so-called forever chemicals. Help us understand why they're so dangerous and how long they really do last.
Oh my god.
So these are really incredibly strong man-made chemicals.
Uh-huh.
They're resistant to...
That's the word you need to hear. Man-made chemical. Because I already told you, there is no natural chemical on Earth. Period. All chemical is potions. They're mixed up, people. So yes, I already told you, nothing naturally here give you those chemical, deadly chemical that they're serving up to the masses. All of it is man-made synthetic chemical, and it's 100% dangerous for human beings to come in contact with any one of those synthetic chemical that they have on the table. So you understand what I'm saying here. It's only synthetic chemical they use to feed us and all of these things just to make you feel comfortable on this side of the earth. This is how they mimic the earth that you come from, the side of the earth that you come from. This is how they mimic the food and everything. Yes, they're trying to give you clothing, trying to give you all of these things. All of it made by chemical that man put together just to make you comfortable here and tell you this is where human being origin from, where all synthetic chemical take over. That's what the masses take in. You believe it? That is a natural earth. This is where you come from? Wow, damn.
Heat and water and oil and dirt. And that makes them great for all the products that they're used in. You saw some of those products up on the screen. It's everything from nonstick cookware to water-resistant clothing. But the problem is they're very hard to break down. They can last for thousands of years in the environment.
The chemical is hard to break down. It can stay for years in the environment. That's what they did. It's not a coincidence, people. It's what they did. That's all by design, by the government people who control us. They have to do this to keep us in shambles. That's how they keep the chain on. The mental slavery of the masses must go on. That's why they have all of these things in place. And all these gatekeepers, EPA, FDA, CDC, all of them here to keep you in shambles.
They have been linked to serious health issues, everything from, you know, liver damage and immune system damage to certain forms of cancer and then developmental issues.
Yes, and anytime they tell you about what causes cancer is what, the same chemical that they put on the table, they never show you one time where where supposed to be cancer coming natural, but that's what they want you to think.
So that is the concern, that this stuff is in the water supply that nearly 200 million Americans are drinking.
200 million people. Wow. How the 300 and something million people that they say in America, over 200 million of them is in the part of these water right here that they're feeding the masses. But I already told you, it's all America. The whole place, for that matter, the whole wide world. Yes, anywhere you live is government serving you up water. Yes, it might be a country where, you know, some people drinking some water out of a pond over there or do something. But for the most part, it's the government feeding your water. It come into your faucet. It come into your pipe. It's them running it. They're the one who feeding you that shit. You don't even know how they come by that supposed to be clean and crystal water. What you think is just some potion they pour on it. It could be dirty, muddy water. You pour some potion at it and it look crystal clear and appealing to the eyes. You don't get it. None of that is supposed to be going to save you from germs or even this chemical, because guess what? The chemical they have to use to clear up the water, that's your downfall right there. Do you get it? Any one of these water treatment, they call it, they have to use some deadly chemical in it to treat it. So this is how they give you supposedly clean water on this side of the earth, by poisoning it.
How exactly, Ben, will the EPA try to enforce these regulations?
Well, these are legally enforceable. Basically, public water utilities around the country are going to have to make changes to comply with these.
Which is all government-owned. No regular people own those shit. You ready for the wake-up call? Okay, listen.
Rules. They have some time to do it. They have about 3 years to monitor their water system, find out how much PFAS is actually in their system,
and then
report that to the public, make that public so people know what they're drinking, and then they get about 2 years to comply with these rules.
Okay, so all you need to do is just let their masses know how much poison they're drinking, and then you just regulate it. What a dumb shit for the masses. Like I tell you, they never come to save the people from this destruction. They add more options. You understand what I'm saying? Yes, they give you more choices for the destruction. Move. Now take a look at
the critical
this
systems that keep society running are connected.
The critical system that keep the world running is connected. Pay attention here, people. Like I tell you all the time about they setting up the world for the big hack. Do you understand? You have to get what I'm saying here. They're going to have this supposed cyber war, meaning that countries that they tell you is enemies of America and all, they're going to tell you after the infrastructure to hack it. Once they tell you those things get hacked, that's the masses' ass. You have to understand what I'm saying. Once they come, I've been telling you this ever since they start blasting out this bullshit about AI taking over. I keep telling you, all they have to do is tell you somebody hacked the system that run the Americans, things that they depend on, like water, lights, and all of these things. And once they say that's hack, bam.
Systems are more and more connected to the internet quite openly.
Listen.
They're just kind of open game.
But it's exposing them to a massive security risk.
If you can access it remotely, so can everybody else.
Yes, if you can access it remotely, so can everybody else. But like I tell you, people, you can access YouTube, but you can't just go into YouTube and break their system. Do you understand what I'm saying here? you having access to something that you can get in, that don't mean that you can get towards a security bar to break it. Do you understand what I'm saying, people? Look how much, billions of people on YouTube. I'm not lying. Billions of people watch YouTube. You want to tell me that all of these people, nobody couldn't hack it? This is a joke right here, people. Why they can't hack those systems and get in and take it over? If they can hack the fucking water supply to change the chemical and poison you. You have to understand these things, man. All of it is a lie. It's a 100% lie. The regular public, I don't give a fuck who they tell you it is. Connect to Russia, connect to China. They can't get into these systems. It's a damn hoax. 100% in.
Cyber attacks are on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think
yes,
this is just
cyber is on the rise.
I wish it was.
Mm-hmm.
Then I could sleep a lot better.
What a joke,
malware
people.
Has infected critical infrastructure mm-hmm. everywhere.
Listen, people. Malware. This is what they're going to give you. Just like I told you, with all these hackings going on and scamming, the government is 100% knee-deep in it. They're the one who having their phone call coming in from a fake number. They're the one who doing all of these things to the masses because of these supposed to be cyber shit that you accept. So now the world is going down in destruction, 100%. Bam.
You've got to begin to think about what are the rules of war mm-hmm. if, God forbid, you wind up with a cyber war.
There you go, people. What is the rules of war if, God forbid, you end up with a cyber war? So therefore, they're telling you, if it comes down to a cyber war, there ain't no rules. So that mean a country that don't like this country, supposedly like they sell you the whole time. Yes, they could hack the water supply and everybody will drink it dead. Do you get it? I'm not playing around. I'm not even sugarcoating nothing. I'm just telling you raw and straight that what could happen, what they could tell you happen. Yes, a whole city of people sick. And they can tell you, look, yes, ISIS hacking there, you know, Russia hacking there, China hacking to the water supply, overdose them with chemical and bam, all those people in that area is sick. I'm just putting out simple things out there for you to understand with all the world set up and what they got prepared, what can happen, the possibilities. That's what they do, people. They open up the gate for all these supposed destruction that they're going to tell you happen later on. Listen.
Will cyber attacks trigger an all-out war?
Mm-hmm. All-out war. Listen. Take a look at what they got for the masses. Nothing real. All technology is fakery. All technology is for the destruction of the masses. Listen.
The industrialized world runs on an infrastructure that mm-hmm. we take for granted.
Yes, and we're looking at that airplane right there that can also, you know, tell you, they can also tell you that get hacked, people. You don't get it. Like I mentioned about the plane, the pilot not in control of that plane, period. So listen to me, only way they can tell you something happened if they tell you, yes, somebody hack into those plane system and something happened, couple of them fly off, some of them missing. You have to understand, the gate is now open for the worldwide destruction with all these supposed AI running shit.
When things are running well, they're pretty easy to forget about.
Mm-hmm.
But critical infrastructure has always been a prime target in war.
Yeah, that people?
Destroying a power grid or water system mm-hmm. can paralyze the enemy.
Yes, but listen, you're talking about paralyze the enemy. Remember this. Say, for instance, just use example Russia with America right now. They supposedly have beef with Russia. Russia is a thorn in the American side, all of these things. I'm going to ask you a question. Why would Russia want to poison the Americans? Supposedly regular people. The regular people don't own beef with Russia. They don't know what's going on. They're in the dark. Why not poison Biden? Just saying, people. You don't get it, man. So all of these hackings and all of these things, or infrastructure is in danger. They will never supposedly go after the leaders. They will never fight. As a matter of fact, they're cool. They're friends. They're just trying to find a way to kill the regular people. You better wake up, people. Don't believe in the government system. Like I tell you, it's a worldwide system set up for the masses' destruction. They might act like, oh, we for you. They're trying to kill us here. They're all against us. The world government is against the people themselves, the regular people. So So that's why you see the government always in cahoots when they at war. The peoples is at war, not them. Listen.
As more and more of that kind of infrastructure is connected to digital networks,
digital
experts
network.
Are finding it's also vulnerable to cyber attacks. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and they're showing your cars also, where they're going self-driving cars and all. They're going to have self-driving trucks to deliver goods. All of these things going to come into play. Yes, you're using algorithms and sensors and all of these things. Yes, the hack going to come into play. The government people going to pull that off on you. Yes, and tell you, listen, this is why you have that downfall. This bad actor hack you. Listen.
In the control system world, if something fails, it's obvious. The lights go out.
Listen.
A pipe breaks. Mm-hmm. What you don't know is, did cyber play a role in what happened?
There you go.
Joe Weiss has been an industrial control systems engineer for almost 40 years.
Weiss.
Joe took me to a power station in California.
Mm-hmm. And this is another thing that they're pumping up as far as these supposedly, you know, station that they distribute the current from, the electric. So they're telling you that regular people in America, they tell you it's Donald Trump peoples. Yes, they're hacking these plants and they're blowing them up. They're setting them on fire, all to stop electric from flowing in those areas. You believe it? All government trick. So pay attention when they tell you these things hack, the world is done. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When they tell you that these things can get hacked, you might as well say you're living in hell then. For all the people who deny it, that this is hell. Look what can happen. Look what lurks in the background. Remember, everything uses electric. Every damn thing. If the electric gone, you can't do shit. A lot of people say, oh, I still use a gas car. Remember, it's electric pump the gas, people. Electric pump the gas at the station. If the current gone, you can't go to a gas station, people. Yes, it need electric to run it. And remember, you only see one gas truck pull up to put the gas in the hole. But they have three different gas right there. Regular unleaded and all that super unleaded. And it's one gas tank let off the one gas in there. But you have three different gas. Well, maybe you might see the diesel. One come let off the diesel. But what's up with the regular and the 93%, all of these things, what it is. And it's only one gas in the damn hole. So what they're trying to tell you is the pump itself gonna do these filters to give you these grades of gas. So listen, electric gone, you can't pump no gas out of those shit. So listen to me, people. They're supposed to be crippled this, and you're done with. Yes, you're in trouble. Remember, a lot of people connect to the supposed electric. Literally, they have some kind of device on them. They connect it to some sleep pad. All of these things.
Its power grid was allegedly hacked by China in the early 2000s.
There you go, people. China need to hack it. Why? Why would China need to hack this? Why? China busy with all these people in China that they need to control and manipulate. Why would they come to hack America? It's a joke.
It's for industrial control systems. It's essentially a ubiquitous term that we're using
to right there,
cover this range of things that monitor or control physical processes. So like what you see over here, all of this stuff is controlling the electric system.
So someone from China could effectively gain access to a network that's controlling something in California.
How, people? How? I'm saying how. So if the China people can hack it, the American can also hack it. Remember, they show you all the smart people come from America. I'm not even lying. All these people creating this technology, they said, come from America. What's going on here? They tell you China to thief America. Supposedly, you know, technology idea. They send people from China to come here and steal the idea and go back to China with it. That's what they tell you in the fake world. Okay, so that means Americans is smarter than Chinese. How were the Chinese smart enough to break the shit that the Americans put together? It's fucking fakery. You have to understand the worldwide shit is to brainwash everybody into believing these things. The scapegoats of the world and everything, all fakery for the masses. Don't believe it. America gonna poison their own people. China gonna do the same to their own people. Don't look for Chinese to come poison you here, or American to go poison Chinese in China. That's why they have these government in place, to poison and fuck up their own people.
Yeah. Yes, I don't think there's any question
that
there are nation states that are targeting critical infrastructure,
bullshit.
Electric, water.
It's bullshit. Bullshit is because they know that's the things that you depend on. That's why they tell you this criminal is targeting these things. It's a lie.
Mines, you name it. Mm-hmm. We've already had many years ago documented where China did try to meddle with things
A joke, people.
Like this.
Wow.
What did they do?
The same China that you get everything you use in America from. Yes, they want to hurt you so bad. They're hacking these systems to fuck you up. You believe it, people? It's a hoax.
To what's called the California Independent System Operator, which is in Folsom, California, which is what, on an overall basis, controls this.
Mm-hmm. And if they had, what are the sorts of things we could have seen? Because that's obviously an attack, right?
Mm-hmm. That was obviously an attack.
Obviously an attack. Mm-hmm.
And what would have been a fallout if they had...
Again, depending on what they would have done, they could have affected, you know, power to hundreds of thousands of customers.
There you go.
Shut down California, one of the most
important
states.
Yes, of course.
Well, they could have certainly played havoc.
And anytime you see these news clips come out, it's scare tactics, people. I already done tell you. It is scare tactics. They're trying to get the masses scared enough to basically accept what they bring, which is order out of chaos. So when they keep telling you and naming people like China, naming country for real, they're actually telling you, yes, the Chinese gonna hack you. It's not when. It's not if, it's when. That's what they're telling you, that it gonna happen, period. So you need to pay attention. Like I tell you, people, all the things that run your life, yes, hoping for hacking. So just pay attention to what they're going to tell you later on. Get hacked. Something important to you. Move.
This morning, growing turbulence for one of the world's largest airplane manufacturers, Boeing.
Take a look at this right here, people, with the Boeing. And I do think that's coding. But you see all the drama that the Boeing bring, people? Now, go back and check, people. But from the last couple of years, they're showing you supposedly door flying off plane, plane window come out, wheel fall off, plane engine scrapping, coming apart. All of these things, people, from bird strike all the way down to emergency landing and all, they're giving you with all these Boeing supposedly planes. Remember, they told you about the 747 or 737, whatever they call it. They did have to basically ground them. So now they're telling you about a Dreamliner, another Boeing plane again that's basically in trouble now. Right now it's on the cutting board, so they're talking about it. Let's listen.
The federal government has launched a new investigation into the company amid allegations about one of Boeing's airplanes.
Mm-hmm. Remember, people, these are the government people on them. All of these things that important in your life, like a damn airplane. And I already told you, they don't want you to go on those things anymore. They give them to you, make you feel good and everything, and then they bring you all these supposedly drama and mishap with the plane. They don't want you to take the plane. It gonna comes down to this time again where they want the masses to stay put. They're gonna lie out their ass talking about, you know, things that's going on in other countries because they don't want you to go there. Travel advisory and all they're gonna have for all these countries. So basically the peoples will stay at bay like they want them to do. And then the destruction can hit you wherever you at, because that's what they're doing. They don't want you to shift and basically escape if they have something going on in certain places. So now they're putting all these things on the plane to basically scare the masses. Listen.
The FAA tells NBC News it's investigating new whistleblower claims.
Oh, whistleblower again? Listen.
By a Boeing quality engineer about the 787 Dreamliner.
787.
The latest claims first reported.
And they call it Dreamliner. Listen this right, people. Pay attention to what you get right there. What is this? Okay, the federal, basically, aviation. Look at them, people. That's a cross. And it's also a torch right there. You don't see it? And they have the ball right there that they tell you is the Earth. Pay attention.
By the New York Times, come after a series of dangerous mishaps involving other Boeing planes in recent months. The whistleblower, Sam Salapour, says sections of the Dreamliner's fuselage are put together improperly, and that after thousands of flights, it could break apart mid-air.
You hear that, people? After thousands of flights, it could break apart in mid-air. Remember, I already told you, none of those planes is new. None of them. They're all old planes. You can see a brand new paint on it. That don't mean it's new. You can see it paint in a pretty color. That don't mean it's new. You could go in there and see some new upholstery. That don't mean it's new. They just refurbished them. It's the same damn plane they've been flying around. So guess what? When they supposedly, some planes, some airlines that they give you high-ranking airline, they will supposedly, you know, hand down those older planes to like Southwest, Spirit, and all of these airlines. Because they're all the same. They are connected to the same government people who give you that airplane to fly in. So pay attention. After the plane flying for a while, yes, the plane gonna fall out. I guess it gonna break up in mid-air. That's what they tell you. Like I tell you, people, they're scaring the masses. They don't want you to travel, especially an airplane to go country to country. They don't want that.
In a letter to the FAA, his attorney writes, it is likely to cause premature fatigue and failure over time in two major airplane joints.
He is alleging that Boeing knowingly took a series of manufacturing shortcuts.
Yes, because you're saying that they know, people. You're saying that they're knowing, I willfully do this right here, even though they know it's going to weaken the airplane. You listening? While it take thousands of flights after that, then it can tear up and come apart in the sky. That's what they said.
In the construction of the 787.
Boeing says it is fully confident in the plane, which has undergone intense stress testing, adding, these claims about the structural integrity of the 787 are inaccurate and do not represent the comprehensive work Boeing has done to ensure the quality and long-term safety of the aircraft.
Of course.
This latest whistleblower worked at a Boeing plant in South Carolina, the same plant that employed another whistleblower.
What you have to understand, people, these whistleblowers is 100% fakery. Nobody that work for Boeing that's legit, they can't tell you shit about what's going on, people. They only know just a little bit. Do you get what I'm saying? They don't let one person know enough to expose them. You only know in this section. This person only know about this section. You can't put the whole thing together to blow whistle on shit. So it is a hoax, 100%. I already show you that Boeing supposedly whistleblower is a faker, 100%, and now you have more? Just to extend the drama, listen.
Barnett, who was found dead last month with what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot.
A self-inflicted gunshot, and he's the same one who tell you that if he dead, it's not a suicide, and then bam, they pull it off. Just like they always give you. Take a look at him right there. What do you think? Okay, you see what they did right there with the 1-9 and the 6-2? Yes, take that 2 added to the 3, and you see what you get. Add that 2 to the 1, I should say. Now you get 3, 9, and 6. Those are the devil numbers right there that they use to hoax the masses. So that's how they do it. As you could see right there, you have to understand Freemason bricks and all. None of them ain't no whistleblower. They're just faking the damn masses.
The new Dreamliner allegations come as the company faces intense scrutiny after that mid-air blowout on a Boeing MAX 9 Alaska Air flight earlier this year.
There you go, people. And all of these things is a hoax. They're never real. All hoaxes for the masses. And you say, Mag, why would Boeing do that to their own company? You have no fucking choice, period. You have no choice. What you gonna fly on? You're going to search for another brand of plane? It's only Boeing, people. It's them. All the plane that you see is the same Boeing. So they can tow Boeing under the bus. You still have to go on that shit. It's simple as that. There is no way to avoid it. You have to take the plane to move around. So what did I tell you? They can use this government company to manipulate you. They actually don't want you to fly, period. So that's why they're putting out these scare tactics out there that the plane can fall out the sky.
Two fatal MAX air crashes overseas in 2018 and 2019. Congress is planning hearings next week.
Boeing. There you go, people. Congress is planning So guess what? Now you can get at ease. Now you can feel good because they're coming to save you. You don't understand. They're only here for the destruction. Right here on this part of the land that we are on, occupying with the devil. That's why we've been manipulated by all of these things that they put around us, supposedly help us in life. All manipulation. Yes, another Mag Bam Thursday. I'm on the run.